And in this case, the government in Kiev is trying to conquer where the rebels, so to speak, are located. The problem is that the rebel provinces do not recognize the legitimacy of the government in Kiev. The United States recognizes the legitimacy, but that doesn't make it legitimate. Now, let's go to what's going on in Kiev now. I mean, Obama also said, and I kind of chuckled and cried, that we're helping Ukraine build a democracy. What kind of democracy is unfolding in Kiev? All right, they had a presidential election. About a fifth of the country couldn't vote. Now, Poroshenko has called a parliamentary election in October, a month from now. But where the war is, in the south and the east, they won't vote. So you're going to end up with a rump country, further dividing the country. Meanwhile, they're shutting down democracy in Kiev. Communist Party is being banned. Another party that represents the East is being banned. People are being arrested. There's censorship kicking in. There's no democracy in Kiev because it's a wartime government. You usually don't get democracy. So these assertions by the United States that we're democracy builders, we're virtuous, and it's all Putin's fault, this is, it's worse than a half-truth. It's actually a falsehood.